CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano.
Hey, Philly, it's good to be back.
Vice President Harris in Pennsylvania's biggest city revving up the Get Out the Vote operation with early voting underway.
We are all here together because we also understand how high the stakes are at this very moment. Philly, we've got 9 days. In one of the most consequential elections of our lifetime.
CBS News correspondent Robert Costa is in New York City at a major Trump event.
Former President Donald Trump is here at Madison Square Garden, not because there is a belief inside his campaign that he can win in blue New York, but because they want to project confidence, have the spotlight on this spectacle, make sure that Republicans nationwide are turning out and excited about the prospect of Trump returning to power. It's about momentum, or at least showing momentum in this closing lap.
A new CBS News poll finds an essentially tied race nationally and across the battleground states. Today marks 6 years since the deadly shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh took 11 lives. CBS News Pittsburgh reporter Chilakase Adele is at a memorial service.
Most of the synagogue was demolished earlier this year, and ground was broken in June for a new building at the synagogue. That will include a memorial and a museum to help combat anti-Semitism.
The shooting was the deadliest act of anti-Semitism in U.S. history. There's new movement toward peace talks over Gaza, as we hear from Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Egypt has proposed a 2-day ceasefire in Gaza to exchange 4 Israeli hostages for some Palestinian prisoners. The proposal comes as Israel, U.S., Egyptian, and Qatari officials are slated to meet in Qatar to restart truce talks that have been dormant for more than 2 months. There are still 101 Israeli hostages in Gaza, although it's not clear how many are still alive.
In Washington state, a landslide early this morning during heavy rain forced the closure of all northbound lanes on Interstate 5 in Bellingham.
Oh, I didn't expect this, but I knew exactly when my husband, when he woke up this morning and told me about all the lights and all the other places that flooded.
No injuries were reported. Crews are dealing with mud and debris as geotechnical experts assess the conditions there. Game 3 of the World Series between the Dodgers and the Yankees is tomorrow night.
Let's go, Dodgers!
Feeling great. We're up 2-0. We hope Shohei's not hurt too much. We're ready for Game 3 in New York.
Those are Dodgers fans. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts says Shohei Ohtani has been cleared to play after injuring his arm last night. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time to review the top 3 highlights of the day. I'm joined, as always, by my co-anchor, Snoop.
Hey, what up, Doe?
Snoop, number 1 has to be getting the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence at T-Mobile.
Yeah, you should hustle down to T-Mobile like a dog chasing a squirrel chasing a nut.
Nice analogy, Snoop. Dogs do love to chase squirrels.
And squirrels love to chase those nuts.
On to highlight number 2, at T-Mobile, families can save 20% every month versus the other big guys.
That is very impressive. You know, y'all can take some of those savings and buy some Snoop merchandise.
That's exactly what I'm planning on doing with my savings. Snoop. Now, take it away, Snoop.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on them. Now drop that jingle.
With 24-monthly upgrades and eligible trade-in on Go 5G Next. Well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 connection charge. Cancel entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credits. Stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence coming fall 2024.
Which song is on wedding playlists the very most? CBS's Stacey Lynn has the answer.
Online wedding vendor site Breezeit tallied them up. And the tune heard the most during receptions all across the country is from 1987 by the late Whitney Houston. To Dance With Somebody was on 24% of the wedding theme Spotify playlist the company scoured. Dancing Queen by ABBA came in at number 2, found on over 19% of playlists that couples make for their big day. And coming in at 3rd was Usher's Yeah, which 19% of couples said I do too for their wedding day playlist. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Daylight saving time ends next weekend. You'll have to move your clocks back an hour at 2 a.m. Sunday until next March. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-40s, partly sunny, mid-60s for Monday, and a bit breezy out of the south. Some showers and storms are possible Monday night, a low around 59. Mostly sunny and windy for Tuesday. Highs near 77, winds gust to 40. Currently, 53 degrees.
Yes. Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary. Was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt, a deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
to let you know I can really shake them down.
Work, 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 will you drive me crazy? Work, work, just a little bit.
your hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Fleetwood Mac Tribute Act Secondhand News. Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall. Hear spot-on recreations of the Rumors era when Fleetwood Mac ruled the airwaves. Tickets for Secondhand News Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-Action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-791-1313. That's 800-791-1313.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the market. Marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Work.
tonight to fall. Girl in a dream, sitting on a pillow. This is the night.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Doesn't
these eyes. Cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you. I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no.
mind. Scents and compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
If scents and compliments, meaningless nouns, turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up. Went to bed early, and Christmas morning, my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Hey, it's Michael Smirkanish. Business owners and CMOs, how do you plan on growing your business? Have you plateaued on your social media and online efforts? Why not tap into podcasts and radio? In the U.S., audio reaches more than 271 million people weekly. That's more than social media and digital combined. My friends at Radioactive Media know the recipe to launch, optimize, and scale performance by building compelling audio campaigns which work. I personally know the principles of Radioactive Media, their personal approach and knowledge of the medium, unparalleled. For advertisers who want to reach the right audience with the right hosts and programs, text the word PROFITS to 511-511. Heck, you can even buy spots on my program. If you're a mid-sized company or well-funded startup with a monthly budget as low as five figures, they can help. Text the word PROFITS to 511-511. Online, radioactivemedia.com. Text rates may apply.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Down today. Don't go around to-
is hard to do. Remember when you held me tight and you kissed me all through the night. Think of all that we've been through, and breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up is hard to do. Now I know that it's true. Don't say that this is the end. Instead of breaking up, I wish that we were making up again. I beg of you, don't say goodbye. Can't we give that love another try? Come on, baby, let's start anew. 'Cause breaking up is hard to do.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Michael Toscano. The presidential campaigns are gearing up the final push toward Election Day. CBS News correspondent Natalie Brand is monitoring the action.
Returning to his hometown, former President Donald Trump is rallying at the iconic Madison Square Garden, one of the nation's most famous venues. He's taking the stage with running mate J.D. Vance and surrogates like Elon Musk in a solidly blue state, but in an effort to speak to a much broader audience and deliver a closing argument 9 days from Election Day.
I got a message for Kamala Harris tonight. We're feeling the joy in New York City tonight, aren't we?
For both campaigns, it's a fight for any